Hello, we're back. Scruff's Podcast, Episode 2, Series 2.
In your grizzle. Yeah. That's the housekeeping.
It's very easy to do a Geordie impression. You just got to start off hard as nails and end up terrified. Go up to any Geordie bloke and go, what are you doing tonight? They'll go, me! I'm just going down the road like having a pint of lager and a packet of crisps. I'm probably going to save for a fight. Started off like that, hard as fucking nails, and then halfway through the sentence I started running out of breath and going all high-pitched and then I started fucking shitting myself.
Previously on Scruff's Podcast.
Hello, we're back. Series 2, Episode 1.
Oi, oi!
Scruff's Podcast, take it away.
Hey, we're back.
Hi.
Higher than a motherfucker.
I know.
A very good place to start.
That is horrible.
It doesn't even make sense. Why are you even rude?
You little spunk bucket. And I'm going, no, I don't want this.
Bursting through your rectum, this
hip hop, baby.
Boosh.
What?
Bong.
Doctor shoots hardcore porn film in Vatican Embassy.
Nice.
I mean, was Harold Shipman really wrong?
The guy out of Neighbours.
You never hear about a disabled child unless there's an election. Then he wheels them out.
Nestle are making a dog advert.
Well, we haven't seen it then, no. Well, have they not made it yet?
What do you mean a dog
advert? Right.
I can only expect where they live now is absolutely terrible.
All right, how yous doing?
Sorry.
Great. Happy Christmas!
Merry New Year.
Hi.
Definitely. So...
Hot party.
We've got a lovely little show lined up for yous. We've got a few features. New features.
Ooh!
New features. What are you being...
Staying.
Up to.
Oh! Brand new.
Brand new, well, unless they heard it last time.
No one did.
Nah.
figures are just in.
That's alright then, yeah. We're sorted. Right, well, we've got tunes from Fenzo, Untamed, Ego Trip featuring DJ Corbett.
Ooh. New guy.
Chatterbox, Text Offenders, Rex Regis, but we're going to kick it off with our favourite little shit from South Shield.
Oh, sorry.
Ruined. Sorry, no.
New album coming soon.
It's going really nice.
Oh, it was. Here we go. Rick Fury from the Fist of Fury album coming soon. You don't know.
You don't know.
Tell him, Rick.
They don't know. There's no point telling them.
They haven't got a clue. They might have to.
If you don't know me by now. If you don't know me.
Ah,
oh. We argue, fuss, and fight. So
if you don't already know that, I'm a little shit.
Now you do.
Now you do.
Bring out the hook, Noel.
Rick's a little shit.
I had a tune on. How I.
Let's go!
Yeah. What? What? Yeah. How I turn it up. ADS. Yeah. Turn us up. This is proper coke off the dashboard shit. Like.
Listen up, gather around, gonna spit some facts, and I'm pretty sure that.
You don't know.
How I grew up in a flat, it was mad, cause me mum and dad used to do smack. But it's like growing up unstable as fuck, but I thought it was good. If I'm joking or not, cause I'm smoking a pot, keep calling me blower. Till it's too late, what you gonna do, mate? Will it be fight or flying? How I get no sleep, cause I work 9 to 5 and write all night. What it's like when you get your heart broken, you feel all down in the dumps. What it's like when it all pays off and you see the whole crowd go nuts. How hard it is for these young MCs coming up these days. You can see fame and be paid and forgotten about in 3 days. What it's like being yourself 100% every minute of your life. How it feels when you start to believe you can actually kill it on a mic. How I train with the rhythm and the bass, I'm hype and people say I'm quite strange. When you're faced with decision and you change your life, you hear a little voice say. What I'm like as a person, it might not be worth it to meet us in the flesh. Where I've just been or where I'm going, so I'm sorry if I look a bit stressed. What?
Like a child.
Yeah. What?
You don't know what you give me.
Woo! Proper. Blitz the speed limit.
Yeah.
Roof off.
Yeah.
You're now listening to South Shield's finest, furious and style shit.
You don't know.
How the scene in the North is vibrant, hip-hop is not dying.
You don't know.
We've got dancers, breakers, writers, gangsters, cage fighters.
You don't know.
I do raves with the rays up lighters, making the place hyper.
You don't know.
Shout about being out on the town with a bottle of brown, but what's this?
What's this?
If
you're gonna get your head kicked in, or a blowjob, or just pissed. Roll the dice of life, it's exciting, no time to get frightened.
You don't know.
If you like something till you try something till you might as well dive straight in.
How
I battle with depression and I'm restless, why would you want to test us? A little bit schizo when I'm reckless, this close to being sectioned. How I felt when the odds were against us, I wanted to just end it.
You don't know.
How I came back hard, I called it hard, broke, I can't mend it.
You don't know.
How it feels when you keep getting teased with the possibility of success.
You don't know.
What it's like to be back at work craving the day you can say fuck this. How I've been on the scene 10 years hearing people talk that shite.
You don't know.
How I'm still here and I'm still killing it and you're still gonna act like.
You don't know. Like a child, rest in peace.
Woo!
Yeah, what?
You don't know.
Nout about Killamari Records.
You don't know.
Nout about how I'm rolling with the Scrubs.
You
nout about Project What a Gutter Records. Nout about Serm Styles, Raise One.
You don't know.
That'll be.
You don't know.
I'm starting to get smidashed.
You don't know. You don't know.
Even though I've just told you.
Well,
hey, Rick Fury.
Produced by Serm Style there.
Aye, good, nice, canny. Do you like it? Good.
I like it. When's it dropping?
Soon, album coming soon.
Coming soon.
New year, January, maybe it's February, because I'm doing a launch with a live band and they need to rehearse the songs.
Well,
and you know what I'm like.
About what you're doing, let's run that jingle.
Uh-oh. Up to.
So aye, that's what I'm going to be doing.
What you're gonna be doing? What you're gonna be doing? That's a new. That's
sorry. Well, edit it out then. Fuck it.
No, it could be. Definitely keep that. Jot that down.
What are you doing with a band?
Doing the Fist of Fury album launch with a live band. I'm doing like all, not all the album, but most of the album. Full live band. Probably at the Clooney. I'm not sure yet.
So
I'm really useless
the Faithful band.
It's a Faithful band. The Faithfuls, yeah. Mark Barzin and all of his crew. Mark lives for music. Thompson.
You may as well tell her a little bit about what you've been doing with them.
I've been.
And what we've all been doing with them.
We've seen what we've been doing. It's on YouTube.
You haven't seen everything that's on YouTube. Just because it's on YouTube doesn't mean everyone's seen it. Tell
them.
We did a big live gig at the Clooney 2 with a live band called The Faithfuls. Keep the Faith. Big up Fred for putting it all on. Barzin for sorting out the music. Side Proctor and that.
Big up Lance 2.
Aye, everyone was on, weren't they? Who was on? Rex.
Rex and Conscript.
And J-Man.
J-Man. Baron Von Alias.
Mr. Breeze. Kenny Masters.
Rex Regis, do we see that?
Said Rex Conscript.
Rex Regis, he was good.
Zeus.
You call me sir.
Aye.
Was there.
Right.
Aye.
My lass was there.
The click got on at the end.
Is that what was?
My dad was there.
Steve-o.
But on the subject of what I've been doing.
Oh, because we're all dying. Right. No, sorry.
Not that anyone asked, but go on.
Well, I've filmed a lot of it. Well, I was DJing, but I had a film on my little camcorder. It's all getting professionally filmed by Nick Light, and it's going to be probably some kind of DVD for next Christmas.
Is that what he's told you?
But I filmed it, and we've whacked him on YouTube. There's the Scruffs doing real rap. Search for that on the old YouTube. And Rick Fury doing Don't Let Them Grind You Down.
Nice.
Don't let them search for that.
That's my favourite of the first album.
Is it good? I was drunk when I did it. I think
it
was alright.
I
think you were drunk when you did everything.
Yeah.
You didn't get
drunk right now.
You only done 3 songs. You didn't get drunk during the set.
I did, funnily enough.
We went to set up and stuff, but they wouldn't let we make any noise at all. We weren't allowed to make any noise.
That's a good sound check, isn't it?
Aye, so we had to do it like a cappella.
That was mint.
Like acoustic, wasn't it? So,
that was really good. We're going to do that in the park in the summer. We're going to get the beatnik vibe on, aren't we?
Nice. I'd like to. If I'm still alive, I might.
You will be, man.
Yeah.
We'll sort it out.
I also done a video for Officer Scruffs, so check that out. And
check it out.
Before You Die.
Aye, aye.
And knocked up a video for a new track to promote Fist of Fury, which is called
You Don't Know Me. Is that what it's called?
It's your song,
yeah,
mate.
I know.
You Don't Know Me? What was this song called? You Don't Know?
And that's called
You Don't Know Me.
This other one's not on the album and it's featuring that lass and it's got a video. YouTube it. YouTube Rick Fury. YouTube Scruffs.
Featuring that lass? Is that what you call her?
Yeah.
That last minute.
That's what I call that.
That's, yeah, excellent.
I think that's what you wanted to be called.
What have you been?
That's our name. Like,
oh,
our name.
Right, that's I just thought that's what you called it. What have you been up to, Dean? Up to? Oh, I'm confused.
What
have you been fucking doing?
What have I been doing?
Take the mic.
Well, I've just been writing and stuff and what have you.
Oh, as getting, you do.
Getting ready to launch the Novocast thing.
Novocast?
Aye. Novocast mixtape. I'm just gonna have some of the scene's finest.
Oh, like
various folks.
Fairy folks.
There's no fairies. There's no fairies allowed. I don't think.
Are you sure?
I think so. That I don't know. There might be some closet homosexuals on it. Like I don't know. Not that I've got anything against the homosexuals at all, but the closet things. You know, they're living a lie. They're unhappy. It's making them unhappy.
They're living in a very small space, aren't they? You do get cranky when you live in the cupboard.
Exactly, when you live in the closet.
Yeah.
Some of our best work was in that closet.
We should kill
it was.
We've been a miracle.
Some of, I mean, she, you know, talk about inspiration in the face of adversity, you know?
Anyways, did you get any good Christmas presents? Or brighten the mood a bit?
Me?
Yeah.
What's Christmas done for you lately?
We got some messages in because we sent out to some of the computer folk. Oh, we're not going into that yet. All right.
What's happening?
Seamless
there?
Link
what?
There.
Did you get into any Christmas?
Right, I'm going to have to wrap up this utter fucking drivel. Right, I'm going to have to wrap up this drivel.
We're recording myself.
Now, I'm stopping it.
Wrap up the drivel.
It makes me wonder why I fucking do this. It really does. And I'll tell you what. Benzo also wonders why he does. Here's a little song. Why do I?
Why?
Brilliant.
Why do I?
Happy Christmas.
Benzo.
Big up Benzo.
I'm just going to repeat what you said now.
10 Towns in a Dream mixtape.
Woo.
Google it.
Yeah. Yeah. They ask me why do I? I reply, how do I live a life that I know ain't good for I? There's no I in team, but there's an E in dream. Dream team, guys unite, UFO, that's we in France, that's a yes, yes. So when we die, a legacy will be a success. Until we taste death, we can't ever rest. Till we accomplish what the snake said we couldn't get. One life. Can't resurrect. Security guard your heart from the great depression. No, true to alert. Can get your face locked down. Face in the dirt. Government turf preserve. They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I believe in my team? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I believe in my dreams? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I believe in my team? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I believe in my dreams?
Stress at night got me sweating like a nose in court. Mama, I love you, but I got a ride life like a horse. A Porsche, the way we move. Force on course in life, you gotta be tough. Show no remorse. In my dreams is mom have the keys, sister have the Ferrari. Bro, here's the notes. Life is something in my mind that I wrote. No envelope, system they be telescoping. My soul on the roads, I remember way back. No one glare, just linger and he could chat. Breath, sign of gas. I've seen some open where the cracks spine back. What's that?
They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I believe in my team? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I believe in my dreams? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I believe in my team? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I? They ask me why do I believe in my dreams?
Why do I?
P-H-E-N-Z-O.
Benzo.
Benzo.
There we go.
Google him.
Google.
He's done some amazing live performances recently.
Yes. Aye, all our other players. He always gives it 110%.
Yeah, he rocked it live.
So that's his album anyway, £10 in a Dream. How's that worked out for him? What's that all about anyway? £10
I'm sure last time I saw him, he had about 30 quid. So
he's having a nightmare.
He's doing all right. He's having a nightmare.
More money, more problems.
Exactly. He's doing all right. His gigs are mint, so... Google Fenzo with a P-H-E-N-Z to the O.
Coffee
and then,
coffee.
And check him out. He's what boy. He's good.
He is. He's
kills
good.
It. Come see him live. You know what I mean?
Anyway, I think we're going to send Rick into the internet now.
Yeah, give us that mic, Rick, because you're going in the internet.
Crawl through that USB port.
Oh, what?
Just have to can you hear us?
Take your shoes off first.
Get off his man.
Alright.
What did I say?
Scooch. Is he there?
Are you there yet? Yeah. Are you there?
I'm here, man.
Oh, are you in it?
Of course, yeah, in.
What can you see?
Internet.
What's it look like? Is it covered in tin foil?
Words.
That sounds like the past.
Numbers. Noughts and ones.
I finally record that right here in the night.
What did I say? I asked people like just put stuff on about Christmas and that thing.
Oh, good. Imagine if.
And what did they say? Did you tell them you were doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Or did you just?
I said me and Scrubs are doing a podcast for the New Year and Christmas and that. If anyone's got anything
because we haven't.
We obviously haven't.
Yeah, we've got you've heard what we've been doing.
It's about to get interesting, guys.
Right, yeah, we'll go.
Daniel Harvey Lancaster says, I've got a hoodie and a bottle of cough medicine, Rick. How good's that?
How good is that?
How good? That's good. That's good.
As long as it's not non-drug.
Oh, you don't want
as long as it's not non-drug.
Yeah, you don't want
it's not non-drug.
It's a gift. Someone said, I got a box of screws. What's up with that?
Oh, left-handed ones.
That was Scott Hoochie Tolland.
Can you read the good ones, Rick, while you're
bottle
in
of
there?
Sailor Jerry's coming out to play New Year's Eve. That's fair play.
Nice.
Donna Nelson says, I got kicked out of the taxi on the way home on Boxing Day. I was trying to sneak a kebab into the car.
You should have had a longer skirt.
I knew someone was going to say something. Right, wait there. Jack Ash got a treadmill, took 2 hours to set it up, stood on it, and it fell a bit straight away.
Is that more to do with his sort of...
No, he looks quite fit.
That's why he needed the treadmill.
He looks like he doesn't really need a treadmill, yeah, so it's going to be alright.
Is there any fat people on Facebook?
Anthony Rennick says, I got a hookah pipe and I've been blazing it.
What's
dressed as Santa.
What's a hookah pipe?
There's a photo of him dressed as Santa with a...
With a hookah pipe. What's a hookah pipe? Is it like not a hookah and a pipe?
Like a shisha.
A shisha. Like a bong.
Like when you get like cherry tobacco.
Yeah. Aye.
And then is he
smoking skunk through it?
They've got them outside the shops on the West Road, haven't they?
They've got them, yeah.
Got
table and chairs and stuff.
I know, I've tried them. They're shit.
Rick, we can only maintain this link for so long.
That's as good as it gets, I think. Can I come out?
That's as good as it gets.
Let's see what else you've got.
There must be something better in there.
No, we've liked what we've had so far. We've liked what we've had.
Josh Seeley says, what didn't happen? Didn't get a computer, didn't get complete eight. What's that? Didn't burn dinner, didn't poke me mum's mate, didn't stay sober, didn't listen to you, didn't stab a relative, didn't pick myself, didn't understand why everyone laughed so much when I did last year. List is endless, Santa's a fat nonce. That's what he said.
Were you meant to have a little melody?
Did you pick that up as a rhyme?
I don't know.
No, it's more prose.
I think it has to rhyme.
Right.
To be a rhyme.
It could still be poetry.
Don't ask me. What do I know? Don't
matter. Let's
it's more of a poem.
Let's bring you back, Rick.
All right, bring us back.
You're fading.
Right, I think
let's
we should.
Let's drag him back. Let's pull him in.
Number
five, your time's up.
Well, we're waiting for him to readjust himself to normal life. Let's have you tune on. Here we go. Imogen Fig together, Untamed. A tune called Cereal Bars.
Breakfast. Spit some of them cereal bars. At first, you were talking about man, something to do with cornflakes.
It's Frosties, man. Frosties.
Yeah. Eat my Frosties with twin machetes, forever ready to bury an adversary. My grammar's heavy, I force thoughts straight through your thick skull. What you spit stole worse than a verse from Pitbull. I'm torching clicks for talking shit, the morbid prick. Talking a spliff the size of a walking stick. I know the plan well, always been a fan of hell. Move like a carousel through my padded cell. The stress fuck hitting on whoever's next up. Beat a rap until his face leaks ketchup. I don't fight fair, kill you with a slight stare. Turn a daydream to a fucking nightmare. Image of lost spawn of Lucifer. My words eternally burn like the storms on Jupiter. Peel heads with scissors, the imperial wizard. In my spare time I stalk serial killers. Scar makes turn to the dark side. Hit you with a hard right. Split you like apartheid. Most malevolent, hellbent to represent. Tell the landlord to fuck off, I spent the rent. So what if you're driven, filled with ambition? Your whole style's still faker than women. So say I'm bitter, I'm still a type to fist your sister and the shit, and then post a picture on Twitter.
I spit swords, swords dark like a Sith Lord. Swinging pitchforks at rappers that wanna shit talk. Catch your breath quick, I get daily iron and tape. From platefuls to armfuls of breakfast. Leave you lying on the wrecked ship. I'll bring a book of nursery rhymes and you can bring your best shit. I still school you even if I never meant it. I glow like I bathe in radioactive cesspits. Snap your neck quick, butter your pride. Script sit with the force when two planets collide. Step aside, my tongue's gunning for your henchmen. I'm the type to start a fight with my reflection. Phlegm in a cretin's face, stick my pen through his neck. Dump his carcass on the peaks in the Tetan range. The weather face, grave digger, deranged sinner. Figure eight, rip out your two eyes with eight fingers.
Untamed image, figure eight. Yeah. Misery guts, poison philosophy, cereal bars, eat MCs for breakfast, lunch, supper. Won't stop till we see some fucker suffer. Yeah. SUB, Mr. Burns, Ken Masters, Mike Magog. What? Yeah. Text offenders, heavy hands, Satan's children.
Well,
hey,
we're back.
Quality tune. What are you having there, Deej?
Dark.
Quality, I love them. Bar for bar, good. I mean.
Bar for bar, it sounds like some kind of boxing
terrible
match.
No,
no, I like that.
Do that
bar
again
for bar. Don't do it again.
Bar for bar, like good. Cereal bar.
Cereal bar, yeah, healthy, sports. Good for your raisins, oats, smash you in the face.
Proper effing belters.
Bang.
Tell yes. Right.
Good.
Run the jingle.
This is the news, this is the news. This is the news.
Bong.
Woman sees face of Jesus in sock.
Bong.
Locals say, rather have a pong than a bong.
Oh.
Man accidentally shoots himself in the leg while using toilet.
Bong.
Cat scores 128 on Fruit Ninja for iPad.
Bong.
Bong.
That's the best sentence I've ever heard in my life. I don't really know what it means.
Right.
It's a game, isn't it?
So what's happened with this bloke who shot himself in the leg? I wish he'd shot himself in the foot.
He has, in a way.
Yes,
in a way.
Yeah. Man shot himself in the foot by shooting himself in the leg.
This is New Haven, Connecticut, obviously.
DG goes behind the headlines.
The Yankee Doodlers have revealed that convicted criminal Daryl Johnson...
Hang on. The beef patties are ready.
All right, beef patties. Glass. Rick, do you want to tell them, our audience,
what?
About the beef patties?
I'm sure that... It's not a fault. It's no one's fault that we're having beef patties. They're not even
they're
beef.
Not patties.
They're lamb and chicken. Jamaican jerk patties. I got them at the shop. Just let's have the patties. I'm hungry.
Mm.
This is. We don't have to record this.
I'm looking forward to the patties, mate. I think
continue
it's
with the news.
The
we'll cut this. What we're gonna do? We'll just cut.
Right,
it.
Here's your patties, lads. There you go. There you go. A bit of brown sauce, anyone?
I'm not happy with the brown sauce being put on the tray.
What do you mean, brown? You don't need
sauce on a tray.
You can just share a tray with a lot of yous and just dig
like
in and well, that's the working class way. I don't
like
know what it. Well, there you go.
Thanks, Paige.
There you go. Yes, Paige is here. She's brought. What's your problem?
It's not a big deal.
It's a tiny little bit of beer.
they don't want to listen to you. They never want to listen to you. Just because you've got a pie in your mouth. And mistletoe and wine. God, you dirty pig. Don't.
He spat. Look at me newspaper now.
Speak with your mouth.
His sheet with the news on. He spat on it.
Oh, you spat on his sheet.
There's bits of bloody pasty.
Oh, well.
In the middle of a man story about.
Right, the man accidentally shoots himself in the leg while using toilet. Law enforcement authorities in New Haven, Connecticut have revealed the convicted criminal Daryl Johnson will face charges after admitting to accidentally shooting himself while on the toilet.
Oh no.
When they arrived at their address shortly after 10
was he
p.m.
straining?
I'm not sure.
How did they know? How did the police know?
Well, he would have had to report it out to the hospital.
It sounds like he's reported it. Yeah.
He told them he'd shot himself.
Well, hold on, hear it.
Oh, hang on,
when they arrived at the address shortly after 10 p.m. local time on Saturday, police found Johnson suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. However, during questioning, Johnson admitted a robbery had not taken place. In fact, his gun had accidentally gone off.
Robbery was never mentioned.
I think he admitted a robbery had not taken place, and in fact, his gun had accidentally gone off while he was on the toilet, causing his
injury. So he called them saying he's been robbed.
He must have said, "Yes, I've been robbed."
So why did he change his story?
I don't know.
Look, he's more embarrassing to admit it.
2 days, I just shot myself. That's what you would say eventually.
Well, there we go, another pointless bit of news.
Supposedly, though, the embarrassed man revealed the gun had fallen from his waistband in the bathroom and fired off a round when it hit the ground.
Is that a rhyme? Is this a 50 Cent song?
This is a 50 Cent
song. Fired off a round when it hit the ground. Didn't want to spoil it, but I shit myself and I was already on the toilet.
Oh,
you see how it works?
It all works.
Shit.
Yeah, and he recently acquired the gun for personal protection.
That didn't work.
That was had a bear.
Backfired.
Oh, and he'll now face on the foot.
On the toilet.
Yeah.
Backfired.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll get it. Man.
Diarrhea.
A Van Frank.
What are you doing? Get your own sauce. There's sauce there.
He doesn't want to put it on the tray. There's already sauce on the tray for your patties, man.
So that went well.
That went shit. Is this the best news we've got?
Do you want to pick up on another story?
Sock Jesus.
Oh yes, Jesus and sock. There's always Jesus in everything, isn't there?
Bong pong
went wrong.
Local news.
Jesus, yes. Puts his foot in it.
This is local.
These patties were bad.
Pretty much. Middlesbrough Council came up with a cheap but effective method of combating antisocial behaviour in Woods.
Chris Woods, ex-goalkeeper.
They said, following complaints, an inspection of the area revealed it was being used to drink alcohol and take drugs. His paraphernalia, known as bongs, were found.
Bong.
Hence the bong.
Bong, bong, bong.
It said residents has complained about young people smoking drugs in the area, and although there is a slight smell from the pig manure, locals would much rather have pong than a bong.
Oh, definitely. No, he hasn't. That was
pig manure.
What's next? Every corner kids hang around on, they're going to just lay it with manure?
Is that what they've been
sprayed the whole area with pig shit?
Aye, to keep the youngins away.
Rather have pong than bong. I was a little bit distracted.
Get it now.
Do you get it?
I get it. Pong.
Oh, right.
Hooey. Pong. Drugs. Cross.
So that's
headline.
That's just some of the news for you.
Pigs. Down there.
That could have been
not
a title.
As good.
No. So anyway,
have we got a song to play? I said, please.
Well,
Christ.
We have got a song to play. I think we should all say good night to Paige as well, because. She's tuttling off now.
Good night, Paige.
Bye.
Do you want to speak? Any shout-outs?
Good night. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye.
Oh.
Hey, there we go.
It's a bit dramatic.
She's a star.
Them drama lessons have been paying off.
That's
worth every penny.
Good night. And manager.
Thanks for the patties.
That's how you tune on.
He's a mint.
Right, this is... Like you said before, the new guy. I don't even know how new he is. He could have been doing it for fucking years. He's new to me anyway, and I quite bloody like him. So here we go. This time he's featuring DJ Corbett on a tune called Day That I Drop. Here we go. Ego Trip.
Boom.
Boom.
Patties. Boom.
Pong's not bongs.
Ride with me, shit, smoke and fly with me. Picture this. Nobody's prodigy, I can honestly say I started this shit from scratch on a holiday. Hotel room, white powder on the windowsill. Raps like musical statues, I ain't standing still. Had DJs flicking through the crates. Do this till the day I drop, walking through the gates. In the meantime, I'm marching through the breaks. Marathon, not a sprint, still trying to run a race. Still trying to top my last spit. Help turn this shit into a classic. Still trying to live Mad Dog's dream. I disappeared for a bit, but I'm back on the scene. And I brought K9 in the game. I gave him his name, shit, I can take him out again. Clap your hands for that feel good music. Ego trip, no longer who's that. Oh,
I don't know where I'm going.
Uses the axe of Satan. Keep coming with the accusations. I want this now, I'm blasting patience. Still waiting for the mass ovation. But when it comes to this musical art, it's often mistaken as an act of God. That's two sides of the trickster. No wonder peeps think I'm mixed up. Don't get it twisted, I'm not egotistical. In fact, I'm still quite mystical. Still aiming for the peak of the mountain. So when I drop again, peeps will meet in the thousands. Damn egos mashing out. High in the club till they passing out. It's still high risk all day long. Peeps turn the back, but now it's their loss. Oh,
I don't know where I'm going.
Was mint, you know.
Ego trip.
That's
right?
Good. Is that the lad you called the new guy?
Fuck off.
Idiot.
Hey, new guy.
Idiot says this new guy's hot. Featuring DJ Corbett. Don't know if it's any relation to Ronnie.
He's not new. Ronnie Corbett's been DJing for years.
That's some hot shit, motherfucker. Aye, I like it. There we go. That's my lookout for him in 2012, I reckon. Anyway, talking in 2012.
Can I just say that Ego Trip, the man there, got his tunes in by messaging message@scruffs.com.
What was that?
That's when we're doing it.
Email message@scruffs.com. Sending your tunes. Well, obviously you've vet them.
What's that address?
Sorry. M-E-S-S. AGE@SKRUFZ.com.
And also, anybody who isn't already who's listening and fucking wants to.
How can you speak to people who aren't already listening?
He's doing it.
People who aren't in the scruffs.
Circle of trust. Circle of trust.
I'm dying here. I'm trying to hold it together without coughing every 2 seconds. The Scruff Circle of Trust. Yeah, one shop stop for Northeast hip hop.
One shop stop.
I don't fucking know.
What's that?
One stop shop. A one shop stop. I don't know. Just put the words I'm saying in any order you want. And
press shuffle. I'll cut the podcast up into millions of pieces and then shuffle it, and all the words might make sense.
Well, that didn't.
I'm glad we've sharpened this all up.
Look, you know? This is. I'll tell you why I'm a bit jittery, because it's the new feature.
What's a new
that's
feature?
That's right. It's no, all. It's all.
It's all, yeah,
it's all new.
What's a new?
It's a new feature. I'm thinking we can probably do this like every month now. It's called. Yeah, it's called Highlights of 2011.
Right.
Right, every week.
So we can do what, every week, every month or whatever. Yeah, we can do like highlights of 2011.
Come and see how it goes.
And then, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm sure after
we'll definitely do this one. We'll want to do it again after.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean,
could overtake the news after this fucking weeks. Well,
what are the, how? A lot of hard work. I don't know, but I imagine a lot of work went into that. And some people
didn't
even hear about
the cats.
Shit.
Hell, sorry, it's Rick regurgitating shit over there.
Jamaican
patty.
Fucking
spitting it all over the mic.
Stomach regurgitating patties.
What was the highlights of 2011, guys?
Well, there's a lot been happening.
You hear about cat scores 1-2-8 on Fruit Ninja.
What's that even mean?
I don't know. Move on with the 2011.
But still, he dead.
There was a.
I know we're doing highlights, man. We're looking back.
There was the Arab Spring. Was that a highlight?
Definitely a highlight. I would have said.
Was that this year?
No, that was meant. Yeah. It's exciting times. Started off with Egypt, didn't it? And Mubarak, and then we've got Libya.
A lot of people off.
Gaddafi, Syria still going on with the.
Is this real news?
Assad regime, it is. Bin Laden's
just
fucking.
David Icke didn't tell you, Adam.
Bin Laden got took out.
I mean, it didn't happen.
Saddam?
Shoot to kill. I don't think Saddam was this year, Adam.
Kim Jong Il?
Kim. He was ill and then he died.
Oh, there's a joke in there somewhere.
What's the new one called?
Kim Jong Un's song.
I don't think he's come out.
One of his sons was meant to be too effeminate to even hold the title, so I think they give it to the more butch of them.
It's his youngest son, isn't he?
I
think that's the one thing that'll have probably bigger sort of repercussions than a lot of deaths this year. Like, I don't know, who else died? Amy Winehouse?
Oh, yeah.
That was...
Bad crack.
Because she was on drugs, wasn't she? And she had, like, drinks, or, like, she should die, shouldn't she? Because that's, what everybody wants. Because, like, if you die of cancer and that, and, like, you've had a tab in your life, then serves you right, doesn't it? Like, if you're slightly overweight and you have, like, a heart problem when you die, then, it's your own fault. Is that not what everyone... Or is that just on Facebook people act like complete cocks?
Yeah, I think that's
when
Facebook
someone people. Really talented dies. Sorry, I got all mixed up there. Sorry.
Michael Jackson was not, but the doctor did get prosecuted.
Oh, Conrad.
Aye.
I knew it was in the news this year.
He got chucked in the hole.
I'll tell you who did die.
Chucked in the hole.
Recently.
Gary Speed?
Oh, yes, Gary Speed as well.
Jesus. All right,
tragically took his own life.
Oh, you brought us right down there. I was going to come with a light.
It's Christmas. This is honestly
Steve Jobs.
It's what Christmas is really
Christopher
like.
Christopher Hitchens.
Get used
Cheetah.
To it.
Just recently, Cheetah. Yes, 80-year-old.
80-year-old chimp.
Cheetah, also known as Michael Jackson's monkey. Round of applause.
No, not Bubbles. Cheetah the Tarzan.
Oh no, I think.
What about Heather
Bubbles?
Is Bubbles still alive then?
Is Bubbles still
right. sicker than he was prior to him dying?
Is Bubbles alright? I'm worried sick.
Oh, I think Bubbles is fine, because, I mean, Cheetah was, 80-year-old or so, wasn't he? Bubbles, I don't know. He must be still going, Bubbles, surely.
Well, I don't know, just sticking with death. Ill Bill.
Ill Bill didn't die.
He's ill. He's ill though, so, like... Just watch out, that's all I'm saying.
Obviously, Jimmy Savile.
The inventor of two turntables. Heavy D, Nate Dogg.
Steve Jobs.
Gil Scott Heron.
He died. Oh, is this Death Rounder? You've got these all written down.
This is the highlights of 2011. This is snug into that feature. Yeah. What the hell? And here's the obituary. Highlights.
I don't know. The royal wedding. The royal wedding, there we go. Is that a highlight? I couldn't give
that's
a
not
fucking
a fucking highlight
shit
for me,
about
but
that.
Neither is all these talented people's deaths. Well, and Jimmy Savile.
Hey, I'll tell you what was a bit of a a hip-hop highlight for the Northeast, Young Zeus.
Yes, he was.
He's fucking doing well, that lad.
He was, he did.
The Year of Zeus.
The Year of Zeus. Aye, in the old battley scene.
Aye. Don't flop.
He's doing well.
Zeus.
That lad.
If you've not listened before him, or you've not heard about him before, check out Don't Flop, all his battles. Pretty sick.
S-U-U-S.
Type it in. YouTube.
Personal political highlight. 15th of December. Iraq war over. Sorted completely. That's it. Sorted.
Really?
Not a problem anymore. America
have
left.
They protected
our
way
of hands. Protected. Wash your hands and walk away.
Well, don't
sorted.
Put it like that. No.
Job done.
Sorted.
Don't slag off the heroes.
McDonald's still in full effect.
It will be soon. We'll be soon with civilized them pigs. Yeah.
The Mac Iraq.
That's sorted. Done.
The McBible.
The big
Iraq,
the
done.
Big Mac Iraq.
So just Afghanistan to sort out now and
going into Syria.
I think it's cost them about £6 trillion altogether. And
I feel safer. 17. I feel a lot safer.
It's fine. I definitely feel safer.
So we'll all feel safer, and I mean thank God we do. Tony Blair started it and Cameron finished it.
Can we have a moment of silence for our heroes?
No, come on.
There we go. That'll do. Right, brilliant. Sorted.
Let's is that the hero who revived two of our family members?
Yes, yes.
Do you want to talk about her?
Well, not
she
really.
She deserves a special mention.
I've fitted some carpets on DIY SOS.
TV show
for this.
Did you rap? He's not gonna rap. He looked cheap. He's not gonna rap, is he? He didn't rap on the reality show, did he?
Fuck.
But they would all go, "Oh, do a rap!" And they rap and carve it.
All right, I rap.
Hey, did a rap.
From it saying, "Oh, the lad is rapping and everything." I bet they did. I bet you were begging them.
Mate, this is sounding mint.
Right, let's have you tune on before you fall out.
Here's a light.
Too late.
What do you want the light for?
Can I just have a cup of tea or something?
I don't know.
He's going to do the tune.
You see what we're trying to do here?
Oh.
With what do you want a light for? Your cigarette,
cigarette.
It's another slick link.
Box. North Star EP. Download it now. Killamari Records.
Peace. Coffee and cigarettes.
Produced by Peter Max.
I wake up, eyes are red. Takes all me might and strength to climb out of bed. Feeling like the living dead. Get the wash, get dressed to prepare me for the shit ahead. Meals checked, think the man black twang said the best. One red letter after next, with interest. Heads a wreck, look a mess, unimpressed. Last night on the piss again. Pockets empty for events of memories of decadence I forget. Neck of paracetamol, wait for it to take effect. Check the weekend's bets up on the teletext. Can't take another step till me belly's fed out of ready breath. So I settle for coffee and cigarettes. Up, head out, head down and collar up. Gotta stop the bus, cause if I'm late, me boss will rollickers. Back to the dual offices to take whatever boom check their offerers. New deal officers, paranoid bollocks, I'm not swallowing. Keeps the poor man impoverished and all the well-offs prosperous. Missed call, but me phone needs topping up. Check me pockets, but what I got was lots of pocket fluff. And just before I think it's not enough, I see the lost and anonymous raising up his hollow cup. Passes by, passing by and hide their faces like ostriches. I get to wonder about a lot of stuff, like how our problems can swallow us or grind us into nothingness. I'm just being honest when I say I could have done worse with me origins. I don't know what bottom is. I took a lot of hits but lived to tell the tale. So now I go rounds with confidence. Higher times, my life's a mess and I get quite depressed. But someone out there's got the worst times by 10. Today I feel blessed for every living breath. So I sit beside me friend and share coffee and cigarettes like to the grave.
cigarettes. Home, have coffee and cigarettes. Saturday night, have coffee and
Chatterbox. Morning, there you go, off the North Stars EP. Is it EP?
Coming soon, or is it now?
It's out, out now. Motherfucker. It's out.
Free!
Killamari. It's that, a bit of a Christmas present for everyone.
That kind of stuff is out for free.
For free. And we're trying to sell our shit.
Free for
There's
you.
There's no hope for it. Well, that's why. Because these fucking jerky boys, scabs, are giving it for free. Fucking scabs. Awesome. Christmas scabs. That's Chatterbox. North Star. Arsehole.
We're supposed to be from...
Oh,
away.
Sorry.
Scab
no,
workers.
Sorry, I know you're right behind Chatterbox. I know he's given us this to promote him and stuff.
I've always been right behind Chatterbox pushing his shit. I've always...
Again, it sounds... Wrong. For the listener, it sounds negative in a way.
Look, Chatter and Killamari have been a highlight of 2011 for me. Like I said before, Zeus, we did kind of just read an obituary, really, about 15 dead fucking
Zeus is
people.
Dead.
Well,
no,
Zeus read an obituary.
Zeus, what? Is it on Facebook? What the fuck?
So I think what we should do is maybe go back to highlights and leave the dead people out of it.
Yeah.
So I have Chatterbox, Killamari Records, got Grammy DeMuke. That was a bit of a...
A lot of albums came out, a lot of stuff got popped out.
Was hits from the 70s, was that this year?
That came out this year.
Oh, hey.
Was that this year?
Monumental.
Was this year?
Scrapbook was a long time ago, motherfucker.
He's gonna have to come with a new scruff album soon, like lads.
Weren't you on the Google box the other night?
I've been on the television.
Press the red button.
The YouTube.
Is that another ginger joke?
Why is it? It's just like school. You can never escape.
Anyway, what we doing? What we doing on the Google box?
One extra, Charlie Sloth. Grime Up North came up, did a documentary, cameras and that, rapping. Did a bit of rapping. It was alright. I wasn't. It could have been better. My little clip that they did, but at least they had us on. I know. I thought because they were like, we're really sorry, but we're it's not. You can't use your audio and that. But then they did, and I was on. So I'm just happy to be here, guys. just happy to be
just
here.
Happy
you know
to
what
be
mean?
Part of it.
Just happy to be part of the whole thing, the whole movement. Charlie Sloth, Grime Up North, One Extra, YouTube. They'll have already. It's a big deal. Check it out.
It was handy that his two mates from Manchester didn't have far to go to the gig, wasn't it?
The guys that won.
Aye, from Manchester.
The ones that were already on the telly, weren't they in something?
Dubplate drama. Another one. Some. Fire in the Booth was already on Fire in the Booth in London.
Good on them.
There we go. Saved on the bus fare.
I felt sorry for the proper MCs in Leeds. I think they got short tunes sending that freak into a league.
Don't sell the fence.
There was two kids outside that were that rhymed, and they were like, this isn't what the scene's like, sort of sorry, and I felt really sorry for them. I think our scene come across well, that was sort of united and everything and that.
Yeah, but there's loads of
I can imagine everywhere they went thought that's what the hell they're doing there. And now Lee Buttle got slagged off, what the hell's a Macklem day in there, sort of thing, and that.
Once again, highlights turned into bitter nonsense.
Who else died?
Me? And Rick just now just died a little bit in my estimation anyway, and I think a little bit of me has died, ADS has died, and I think a little bit of the listener has just died. I do apologise, listener. We're going to put a tune on, we're going to have a fucking word with these fucking mouldy
monkeys.
I thought it was interesting discussion.
It was.
And
it
that
was.
Is the problem. That is what we're going to address right now.
Right,
isn't it?
The fact that it was might have been remotely interesting would... editing all the interesting parts.
So big up to SUB from Text Defenders. We're going to have one of their tunes on now. Bandwagon, Text Defenders.
Let's talk for a few minutes about the bandwagon.
Okay. Text Defenders.
If it works for so many others, we should definitely jump on the bandwagon.
Rappers talk out their bars and chat shit on the mic. Still, most of them can't even figure what's tight. They spit bars full of drivel and shite and think it's all good just so long as that delivery's hype. And there's them primitive types, claiming best to ever rip a beat, but they could never bring the heat, the best admit defeat. And most are full of it, the boys that are running shit and how they're dope in the flow, cause they know what a multi is. What's that? You're sick off the top of the brain? Then how come in a cypher you've got nothing to say? And I've got nothing but hate and disrespect for the sellouts that are whoring themselves out but still never sell out. Most, nah, that's not fresh spitting. Since when did freestyle become dropping your best written? Check, listen, when you're next sitting with your pen scribbling, put some more thought in before you bless rhythms. Cause there's too many second rates ripping fake battlers that just sold the sore spit yesterday. You better get it straight, you're just a fan rapping. Fucking featherweight, I'll kick you off the bandwagon.
V-A-N-D-W-E, take the G-O-N. For all the fakes I pretend, text the pen, come to tell them again. It's the V-A-N-D-W-E to the G-O-N. For all the fakes I pretend,
I don't give a fuck what these faggots think. Chatting shit cause they've had a drink. Half a gram of coke, now they're rapping sick. Daft cunts think they're mean with the pen. Write 100 bars but none of them worth hearing again. Think they're sick with fools and all that mates say that written's dope. Scribble loads, too bad that all the shit that spits a joke. I discredit everything you broke when you saw some rappers on the internet and try to mimic those. Think you're wrecking the stage, been in it less than a day, now you're destined for fame. Shame, too many heads in the game, wrecking the same as the phase goes round like a Mexican wave. That's what we call the bandwagon. Bunch of lads bragging, filling my space with our whack rapping. You pricks should never try to write again. Fuck a mic or pen, we'll turn your toy cipher to a lion's den. Let us get it clear, your crews are so whack, you have to throw cash at people just to guest appear. Get the message here, get pushed underneath the bandwagon, crushed on the street.
It's the B-A-N-D-W-E to the G-O-N. For all the fakes I pretend, text the pen, come to tell them again. It's the B-E-N-D-W-E to the G-O-N. For all the fakes I pretend,
fuck these job writing amateurs killing the art. You need to stop writing paragraphs quick with the farce. Spit from the heart, simply for the love of the shit. You're spitting to facade when you start running your lips. You need to quit cause your written's embarrassing. I'm one of the sickest of all Britain's inhabitants. I've got flows to overthrow your garrison. Strap grenades to your bandwagon, start the panicking. So fuck your wet flows, your talk's cheaper than that old second hand bag of strap from step door. Cause every single day another 10 clones to me that just seems to be engraved on the headstones. To bring your best flows, you'll never get close. I'm heavyweight like my frame's made from lead bones. You'll get your head broke at your own show if you stand bragging. So fuck you and your bandwagon.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Everyone's jumping on the bandwagon.
You should jump on the bandwagon and join the crowd. Is this really true? Probably not. But it conveys the idea that since everyone prefers this, you should also prefer it, or maybe you should at least try it. You should jump on the bandwagon. Bandwagon, bandwagon, bandwagon.
Hey, you're back at the Scruffs Chill Out Hour. That was the Text Defenders. SUB, Mr. Burns, Figure Eight. We're smashed. That was the Text Defenders with Bandwagon.
It was.
Right, we weren't ready for that song to finish, but we're back. We're back. Come on, let's do it.
The listener is king in this world, so...
How are you feeling out there? It's Christmas, we're all just chilling. Oh, we're not. Well, I was going to look back at the... We're still looking back at the year. Reflections.
Like the ghost of fucking Christmas
past. Oh, I'll tell you what happened actually the other day. A funny story. It's not really a highlight of the year, like, but...
Right, oh, well.
From the gully side.
It's funny. It's not really a highlight of the year, it is.
Any sort of structure.
It's run a, that jingle no, for all don't, time's sake.
Not the
I'm
jingle.
It.
Don't.
I'm
don't.
It.
It's not that good.
Tales from the gully side.
The misadventures of Micro Ray.
Right.
Is this gullied up?
Nah, it's not really that gully, but well, you decide what's gully and what's not.
Well, it's all gully.
Right. Really. My dad's got a fork, right? It's his good fork, apparently, right? I didn't realise
that. In what way?
Well, I didn't realise, but then actually the other day I realised you have got a good fork, if you
like
think
a heavy,
about it.
Like a chunky.
Like out of all your forks in your cutlery, there's one that you like better than
the
others.
There's one that I'll feed
that's
the dog
been with you like
and
for years.
That won't feed there the dog
is.
With.
At first I was like, what are you talking about? But he was like, no, it's a good fork. So anyway.
I don't hand feed my dog with a fork.
He lost his fork, he's put it in the bin or something. And he realised, he's like, oh, I've binned that fork. It was when I had that thing or something.
It.
He's put it in the bin with like a microwave meal or something.
Oh, so he's looked all over.
He's thought, it's in the bins. It's downstairs in the bottom of the block of flats. It's in the bins.
Oh, in a bin cupboard?
In the big bin, big square bins.
Not just in the kitchen bin.
No. It's beyond that.
It's lost. Well,
that window of opportunity is gone.
Like to get a new fork. Then.
No, you can't get a new fork. It's just a good fork.
We get a better fork?
Well, it's, you know, it's my dad. So he goes down to the bin cupboard. He finds the bin. He sort of clambers, reaches, falls in.
He's in the bin.
He falls in the bin.
He gets in the bin. Oh, it's like one of them massive bins.
He couldn't get out for a bit. He did eventually, but...
Hang on, did he get his fork?
He did get the fork, yeah.
Jesus.
I know. But yeah, he was just... There was a time recently where my dad was just in a bin for a bit. Just...
He couldn't get out.
Trying to get out. He had to like Spider-Man his way out.
What does that even mean?
Like his arms and his legs like spread out and push himself out. It was quite an ordeal. He wasn't laughing when he was telling it. You were in the pub with him when he was telling it. We were laughing, but.
One of my highlights of 2011.
And did you see the magnitude of the fork? Was it worth it? Did you see it afterwards?
I haven't actually examined the fork yet.
Whenever you see it afterwards, you'll just think that's been in the bin.
But it's
this is true. He must have bleached it in that though.
I call it the fork in the bin.
2011, any highlights there, DG?
Was there any sporting events, anything? There was no
nah.
Really nature, was it?
Nah.
Racism. Sporting racism. We didn't do Alan Hansen.
That's not a highlight. Alan Hansen, God.
In the sea,
fucking bomb. Idiot.
Match of the day.
Again, not a highlight.
Dickhead.
Really? Not a highlight.
Well, 2012, we're all going to die. Oh, no. Really?
Are we?
Apparently, according to the Mayans. And,
what else
and,
are they writing about?
Like on
and,
the dot, like on 12 o'clock, bang.
No, I don't think so. I think
it's late in the year, I think, so we've got a bit of time.
Has anyone heard about...
Something to save us. Anything.
The dark side of the crankies?
Oh, God.
No.
Yeah?
Well, I have.
It's
really
come up about...
I have
the dark side of the crankies.
Do you not watch the news?
Do you not watch the news?
Have I had a mixed race child?
It's not all about David Icke, you know.
They're not mixed race.
Don't believe that shit.
Exactly.
That would be news.
I supposedly, obviously, made a lot of money in the
80s.
Don't know what that was.
Those crazy crankies.
I am. And obviously, they were just in the... I think they were like sort of in their young 30s and they started going a bit mental and stuff, drinking drugs and swinging sex parties and what have you. Aye, they've been like married for 40 years and the whole time it's been like an open relationship, an open marriage. They're taking others into their fucking boudoir. 40 years or something, they've been married, something like that.
Imagine how open she is now.
Yikes.
Swinging around the crankmas tree, have a cranky swingy town.
A little crank.
Swinging round and car keys in the bowl and cranky town.
Right, those cranky baubles, it's cranky time.
That's not nice. Apparently it was originally reported in the Sun and there were...
crankscapades.
Wanting people to phone in if they'd been involved in a party where the crankies were
so
cranking away.
Present.
Have you ever paid for a crank?
The Sun put it even better. They said, have you had hanky panky with a cranky?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And then the phone number underneath.
They
shut down.
They shut down. And why didn't the Sun go as well? Why was it the news?
Because the sun never goes down. I won't let the sun go down on this podcast.
Why am I bringing in the song?
Because it's a party.
It's more like a
love a party with a ghetto atmosphere.
I'm more of a mirror boy myself.
Sweetie Bob over there.
Sweeney Bong.
How long's it been since we put a tune on?
Aye, and our tunage.
Too long.
How you tune on? Let's go for Rex.
Never
Regis.
Too late, never too late, never too late.
Doom, 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 doom. Rex, Rex,
Rex,
Regis.
Rex.
Is it Rex or Regis? Rex. What? What?
This is a banger.
Rex Regis with Regis Rant.
Run away.
Yeah. You know who it is. It's Rex. I got a little rant for you. Haha. Here we go. One. I bet you never saw this coming, did you, boy? Action man on the track, no time to play with toys.
No.
Sick of the bullshit, it's time for the real McCoy. Hip-hop joy, toss a coin, I'll show you how to do this, boy. The mic opens up, you're damn right. I'm about to hide myself into the mix, I'm pushing in. Steady nerves, relaxed, cool, calm, and always looking coy. So hot, you can't contain me, even with tin foil. Two, three into the four. I swear I'm not a greedy guy, I'll try and say the same some more. Beast on the mic, I attack it like a wild boar. The drum hits giving black eyes, that's what I call an eyesore. Treat the game like a hostage, get down on the floor. Or is it get your hands up, fuck it, just fucking stand up. Hip hop's begging, even top boy gave 100 grand up. I've changed the landscape, no way I'm gonna give my land up. Already challenged you lot to a rapping contest. It was a no contest, even judges didn't contest. You know that I made the best. I see it in your faces, from the top to the bottom, middle side to side. Looking in hard road, dropping with your eyes wide. So just accept it, you'll be more than just brush your blades. I didn't want to smash the scene, I promise I truly tried. But my mouth took over the pen, I guess my hands were tied. Who's the hardest out, the smartest out, the fucker with the largest mouth in any house? I bring the route and give your fucking ears a clout. You know how I war with this, I'll show you who the truest is. To my face to smell, but to my back to have a go it is. Making waves from the west end to the coast it is. The wrecks are going hard, motherfucker, yes of course it is. Proud to be your jury or your yes man, Chris Horse it is. Regis Records in the place, I'll show you who the conspirator is. Strong but too shifty, they know where the narcotics is. Chloe Pink dropping bombs, he's deadly with this singing biz. K-A-Y-A-Z, it'd be my little sis, of course you already know just who the fucking wrestler is. One more thing before I end and draw the final curtain, B. I should bring it to your house, the idea's flirting with me. Keep my name out of your mouth, you little certain MC. But make sure to holler when you fucking see me.
Make sure you holler. Make sure you do. I'll be looking forward to it. Say nothing. Well.
Rex Regis there.
Amazing.
I like the tune. Comes in on the third verse, like at the very beginning of the third verse, he comes in.
Comes in hard, doesn't he?
He does.
He's got the moves, man. He's got that studio set up, hasn't he?
The chat room.
Big up the chat rooms, Fenham. Big up Fenham, big up Newcastle, big up everyone. 2011.
Big up Babe Station.
Yeah. Favorite. Keeping Rick awake and in the game.
Yeah.
On the hour, every hour. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Big up Keep the Faith, big up Schneid Clothing, big up Killamari Records.
Lows 2.
Yeah, lousy. 2000 and Low.
It's not lousy.
Everyone.
Could use that as a.
Oh, low it, will you?
Have a proper chomp, have yourself a chocolate Santa.
Is it loud enough?
Is that a euphemism?
No. Have a lovely new
Give
year.
Give your kids a chocolate Santa.
Message at scruffs.com. If you've got anything, pictures.
If you want to be added to the Scruffs group, just find one on Facebook.
Anyway. Facebook SKRUFZ.
Well, moves. Fist of Fury coming soon.
Looking forward to it. Novocast 2012. Oh, yes.
Novocast mixed.
Watch out for Novocast.
Novocast.
Right, that's us. We're out of here. Thank you, Rick Fury, Deej, ADS.
Thanks.
I've been Adlib. Message at scruffs.com.
Facebook, Scruffs Group, get on it, and then you can hear what we're up to if you want. Thanks for being with us this year. Hope to see you in 2012.
I hope to see you first.
We'll see you, Rick.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. God bless us all.
God bless us, everyone.
Oh, tiny Tim.
Oh, little
By
tiny
God,
Rick.
I just mean the universe and the genuine.
Yeah.
The genuine sort of way that things happen.
Genuine, genial.
Gisrael.
It has. It's been Gisrael. Emotional. We've been drunk. We've been stoned. We've been the Scruffs. Peace.
Well, does everyone feel like this afterwards?
How do you feel?
Sick.
Well, you have to be alive to feel sick.
You asked me, I told you. There's something else. I feel ashamed. Was that how it was for you? The first time? I didn't know.
I told you.